Galatians chapter number 5, beginning verse number 1, the Bible reads, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. Ye are fallen from the grace, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." Now, this passage starts out with very powerful proof that if you are trusting in salvation through Jesus Christ, but you're trying to add works to that, that you're not saved.
Right.
Okay? Because he's saying that those who are going out and getting circumcised in order to be justified by that work of the law, he says these people, Christ is of no effect unto them. I mean, that's pretty clear that these people are not saved.
Right.
And if he says you're fallen from grace, they're clearly not saved by grace here. They're not saved because they're trusting in faith plus works. At the end, it says in verse 5, "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." See, a lot of people think that because faith is all that is necessary for salvation, that basically everyone who believes in Jesus is saved, even if they think that they have to do works also. So just as long as they believe in faith, and maybe they're just doing the works kind of just in case, you know, go out and do the works just to kind of cover all their bases. But wait a minute. Paul's saying, look, if you're circumcised, if you're going out and getting circumcised, that shows that you're not trusting in Jesus Christ by faith alone. You think you need to add that work of the law.